We're back covering the press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long. Thank you so much for being here. We've got an outstanding broadcast lined up for you in this hour of the program. We're going to be joined by many representatives from various car companies, as there are more than 27 world and North American debuts happening here. But we begin the hour by bringing forth a couple of folks. First, we want to welcome one of our brand new reporters here on the show, our new news editor, Donna Barbera. Donna, how you doing?
Hi, Bob. Good afternoon.
And also joining us is Dr. Keith Purdy from Northwood University, where he is the president. Keith, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Bob. I'm glad to be here.
Well, let's begin by telling everybody around North America a little bit about Northwood. Tell us a little bit about the history of the school and the curriculum.
I'd be happy to do so. We are a very interesting institution that is all business, founded about 50 years ago by a couple of educational entrepreneurs who the school they were at was going to eliminate their business program because they felt they needed to get more into science and technology back in the days when the Russians had just shot Sputnik up into space and the Americans were worried about their superiority in the world order. But our founders felt strongly that whatever the entity, whether it be scientific or engineering, you have to have leadership. You have to have someone that's going to manage and run the organization. So they created the Northwood Institute in Michigan, and that has grown over the years today. And Northwood University presently has three what we call full-service residential campuses, our largest in Midland, Michigan, our second in Dallas, Texas, and the third in West Palm Beach, Florida. And in addition to that, we have over 28 centers for adult degree students, mature students that are working professionals that never quite finished a degree and want to come back and take care of that and grow either within the company that they work for, or many of them are very entrepreneurial and looking to start their own business. And then the last two divisions of our university would include the Richard DeVos Graduate School of Management, which is our graduate program offered in Michigan, in Florida, and Texas, and in Montreux, Switzerland, and it's a great, very unique case-based program that we're very, very proud of. And the last division is our international division. We have five what we call program centers overseas, two in the People's Republic of China, one in Sri Lanka, one in Malaysia, and an absolutely beautiful campus in Montreux, Switzerland. If you haven't thought about getting your MBA, you want to go to Montreux. I mean, the course students have to study right there in the edge of Lake Geneva, looking out over on the French Alps, and we're affiliated there with a hospitality school that has a culinary program, so you have to eat five-star cuisine three meals a day, 7 days a week, the entire year you work on your MBA. So
well, that sounds like heaven.
It is a nice opportunity.
Sounds like Donna's ready to go.
Like another degree. Of course.
Let's talk a little bit about the automotive side of the equation. Of course, being located your major campus here in the great state of Michigan, this is the Motor City. This is where so much of automotive history has been made and continues to be made. And the fact of the matter is, you know, there's a need out there. There are lots of people in the automotive realm that are looking for folks who are qualified individuals, whether they're going to be working at the dealership level or the repair level, or whether they're going to be working for the actual automakers. And it's something that a lot of young people these days don't consider so much.
Well, you know, the students do. And over the last couple of years, we've actually had the interesting phenomenon that parents were sort of opposed to students looking to study in our automotive marketing program because they felt with the downturn in 2007, 2008, that there just weren't going to be the jobs in this industry. My child go into a field that just wasn't going to exist anymore. And the fact of the matter is that our program in automotive marketing is the only one in the country.
Wow.
It is a program that we've been offering since 1963 when the National Automobile Dealers Association came to us and said, there is a need for professional education in this field. And today, we have over 7,000 graduates of that program around the globe. Many new young graduates in China, where the industry is exploding. But all of our graduates have job opportunities. There is so much opportunity in this industry, and being here at the North American International Auto Show, you can see why. I mean, this industry has rebounded. This industry is perched to do great things in the next few years. That's going to be good for Detroit. It's going to be good for America. It's going to be good for this industry. There's plenty of jobs, and we're very proud of the record we have. We have over 3,000 graduates that own their own dealerships.
That's great.
Around this country and a growing number outside the United States.
Following in their father's footsteps.
Well, you know, it's funny. When I first took this job, I was introduced at an event, and somebody ran up to me afterwards and said, "Boy, I love Northwood University. You have all those PhDs there." I said, "Well, thank you very much. Yes, we do have a lot of faculty with a terminal degree." And this person said, "No, I mean, Papa has a dealership." You have a great reputation for having this automotive marketing program, which is actually a relatively small percentage of our overall students, but it is an industry leader, and we work very closely with the National Automobile Dealers Association. We work with the Detroit Area Automobile Dealers Association putting on this show. We have a number of students that are working here all this week and all next week during the show. Our students do internships. We believe very strongly in experiential learning, so that they're actually out working in the field that they're going to be employed in after they're graduated, long before they graduate. Many of our students, if they do three internships, find that they have three job offers before they ever graduate. So it's a great opportunity for our students and for an industry that is going to continue to grow and is continuing to be very strong in this country.
And as you pointed out, Dr. Pretty, the automotive marketplace has become a global one, and we're seeing more and more of the car companies adopt global platforms for their vehicle designs. And nowadays, lots of car companies that used to be associated with one country are no longer owned by an entity in that country. For example, some of the British automobiles, people associate Rolls-Royce and Bentley as being British brands, but in fact, Rolls-Royce is owned by BMW, and Bentley is owned by the Volkswagen Group. So it's an ever-changing automotive world.
It's an amazing environment, and there's room for everything from entrepreneurs to creating new ideas. I mean, this is still a very innovative industry that's changing dramatically to meet the needs of its customers around the globe. But as you point out, the changes in companies and you know, just this last year or two, I mean, to watch how the supply chain could be so disrupted by natural occurrences, I mean, flooding in Thailand and in Japan and places like that, really threw off some of the automakers and gave others a competitive advantage. And, you know, talking with some of them out there today at the show, it's been an amazing year how things have changed so rapidly, and then you have to respond so quickly to continue to open or grow your market share.
In the Detroit area, since I'm Boston-based, I'm not so familiar with Northwood. I've learned through Kevin Janeway, my business partner here in the automotiveradionetwork.com. But I would imagine, Donna, you being based here in Detroit, Northwood must have a huge presence.
Oh, absolutely. And I was first introduced to Northwood when I attended Central Michigan University, which is just a car ride away, as you know, from Midland, and met quite a few people who went to Northwood on weekends. I guess they came to Central to have fun, taking a break from their serious studies. But it was known at that time to be the school that all the car guys from Detroit sent their sons to.
And we've had great experience with that. I mean, a lot of the leaders in this industry for the last few decades have sent their children, not just sons, but today it's sons and daughters. In fact, my own daughter is going to be a freshman in the automotive marketing program.
Oh, that's
nice. This coming fall, and she's very excited. She's a car geek. She loves everything about it. She's already asked me to send her photographs of the new Fusion as soon as I get on the show floor. So it's a great program, and it's a program that, you know, Donna talks about having gone to school about 20 miles away. I mean, we put on an international auto show at each of our campuses, and the one in Michigan is now in its 49th year, and we have over 600 vehicles. Almost half of our student body on the Michigan campus is involved in putting on that show, far beyond just the students in the automotive marketing program.
More Around the Bend on Bob Long.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-273-1250. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call now, 1-800-273-1250. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-800-273-1250. That's 1-800-273-1250.
Peter Kranschumble from Midas Resources. Today is January 27, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,723.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,766.23, $883.12 for a half ounce, and $441.56 for a quarter ounce. $1,766.23, $883.12, and $441.56.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome welcome back, and thank you very much for being here. You're listening to our extensive coverage of the Detroit, also known as the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, the Motor City. And we're here during press days doing lots of taping of some great folks, and we have a great person joining us right now. Her name is Sam Hoyt, and she is Ford Fusion Marketing Manager, the all-new Ford Fusion. Hey there, Sam. How you doing?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you hail from, as they say?
Wow, that's a hard question. I actually have been with Ford for 20 years, but I grew up in Houston, and I've been in Detroit since 1999, so I'm starting my 13th year here in the Motor City.
How was that transition originally, coming from Texas to Dearborn?
A little bit of a shock, and mostly because of the weather, but I was pleasantly surprised because Michigan is a super friendly place, and so I felt like I fit right in, which is great, so I love it here.
Certainly the Ford Fusion has fit well into so many people's lives over the last few years, and for 2013 you guys have unveiled a stunning new model. I haven't seen it up close and personal yet, but I've seen a lot of pictures, and this is exciting news for the brand because the Ford Fusion is a real major player for Ford. Tell our listeners around North America a little bit about the importance of the Fusion to the Ford brand.
Well, the Ford Fusion is Ford's car cornerstone. It's our best-selling car. We sold over 248,000 Ford Fusions last year. It was the best year ever. And as you're probably aware, we actually exited the midsize segment when we stopped making the Taurus and didn't re-enter until we had the 2006 model Ford Fusion. And it's just been on a steady incline since we introduced it, and culminating with a great year last year. We were third in total sales, which is really phenomenal for us, so we're really, really proud of that accomplishment. This segment is where most of the manufacturers spend. If they're going to invest in cars, this is where they spend it, so it's really important that we have a phenomenal entry to capture the most buyers.
So this is really kind of the bread and butter of Mr. and Mrs. America. Certainly the Fusion brings so many different things to the equation. Let's talk about the success of the previous generation. It won a lot of awards, and certainly it also, I understand, gained a lot of new buyers, conquest buyers to the Ford brand. You had folks purchasing a Ford for the first time.
Right. You're exactly right. The Ford Fusion is Ford's highest volume conquest vehicle. 40% of the people that come to Fusion are coming from other brands. And when you look at 40% of 248,000, that's a lot of people that Ford was new for. And we look to expand that with the new Ford Fusion. What's interesting is that the new car buyers, 60% of them start shopping in the midsize segment and the small utility segment. So having this all-new Ford Fusion with the power of choice that we'll have available to customers gives us a really big door for them to walk through.
Well, let's talk about the big story that you just mentioned. This all-new Ford Fusion really breaks a lot of new ground in the area of power plant choices. Down the road, there are going to be many incarnations of the Fusion. Give us a little glimpse of what's going to be available at first and what we're going to see in the not-too-distant future.
Well, if you want it, we've got it. So standard engine is a 2.5 I-4, which we have in the current Fusion today. But what's great is that you can walk to a 1.6-liter EcoBoost that'll get 37 miles per gallon on the highway. If you want a little bit more power, you can get the 2-liter EcoBoost. It's for a little bit more performance enthusiast type of driving. But then the all-new Ford Fusion Hybrid will get at least 47 miles per gallon in the city. And then for those of you that are really eco-conscious and want to get the most out of a drop of fuel, we have an all-new Ford Fusion Energy, which is a plug-in hybrid electric. Gives you the best of both worlds. You can drive under electric power, but you can also not worry about range anxiety because you have a hybrid engine that'll kick in for up to 500 more miles of driving. And the Energy, the best thing about it is 100 mpge plus.
Wow, that's remarkable. Absolutely incredible. And the other thing that I find incredible about this new Ford Fusion is the design. This is such a beautifully designed vehicle. I haven't seen it, like I said, in person yet, but the pictures that I've seen, I mean, the silhouette of the car is very coupe-like. If you could kind of give us a little verbal walk around the vehicle, tell our listeners a little bit about what they're going to be able to see in the not-too-distant future from Ford.
Well, what you're going to see is the new face of Ford in the new Ford Fusion, which will also be the Mondeo that'll be sold in other markets. So up front, you see a brand new grille that is no longer the three-bar grille, but you also see thinner laser-cut headlamps. And every cue that is on this car is there for a reason. If there is a touch in the sheet metal, it's there for aero, but it's also there for safety and also for design. But basically, the new face of Ford is, let's just say, a little more assertive, a little more athletic.
Mm-hmm.
The back of the Ford Fusion is a fast back. As you said, it looks more like a coupe. So the car has its own silhouette that is unlike anything else that's in the segment. And the customers at Research were really wowed by, and they were very open to the new design, which was good to hear because the midsize segment has been a little bit boring. So we wanted to inject some style, and we think there's a real opportunity to do that.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, there are so many vehicles out there that are in the midsize segment that sell huge numbers, and I can't understand why. They don't drive that well, and they certainly don't look very good, but you guys have got a real good-looking vehicle and also a vehicle that's chock-full of technology features and safety features. This is a big story for 2013. You already had it in the previous generation, and now you've upped the ante even more.
Exactly, and thank you for pointing it out. The current Fusion is a top safety pick and has been since it was introduced, which is a great accomplishment. But the all-new Ford Fusion just does all that and more. The new Ford Fusion actually wants to help make you a better driver. There are new technologies available as options, like the lane departure warning system, adaptive cruise control, active park assist, all of these things that the Fusion actually can see, hear, and feel and help you be a better driver.
That is fantastic. And I would imagine certainly the sync system has gone over so well with so many customers. I imagine that this new 2013 variant with its bold styling and the cool sync technology and all the other technology is going to bring even more conquest buyers into the brand. Who is the average Fusion buyer? Because I would imagine that's tough to kind of nail down.
We appeal to a wide range of customers, and I think sync has really helped us appeal to a wide range of customers. And the new Ford Fusion will actually have sync standards, so remiss if I don't get that out there, but every customer will get sync standard.
Well, Sam, it's been a pleasure meeting you, and I think you've got a wonderful assignment there within Ford as the marketing manager for the all-new Fusion. I wish you the best of luck with the sales of the vehicle and look forward to talking with you as further updates of the vehicle and further models become available.
Well, thank you very much for your time. It's been a real pleasure.
We'll take a pit stop and then more from the Motor City coming your way. I'm Bob Long.
Wouldn't it be great if you could wash your car anywhere you want, anytime you want? Well, now you can. Wash Drops Wash and Shine formula lifts dirt without scratching surfaces, leaving a beautiful shine. One bucket of water, no hose, and no rinsing. Check out Wash Drops on YouTube, Facebook, and WashDrops.com. Buy Wash Drops on Amazon.com. It's effective, quick and easy, and very economical. 60 cents for a wash with a shine. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-620-4152. That's 1-800-620-4152. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call toll-free 1-800-620-4152. That's 1-800-620-4152.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today. Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back here in Detroit for the Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show, 2012 style, and I am joined by a couple of gentlemen I just saw. It seems like yesterday. It was in New York, and it was actually last spring. Time flies, but it's always fun to share the microphone with these guys. First, let's welcome President of Shelby America, John Luff. John, how you doing?
Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. And also joining us is the Vice President and Chief Troublemaker at Shelby. It's Gary Patterson. Gary, how you doing?
Just here to cause trouble, Bob.
Well, thank you, guys. Number one, you just hooked me up with a wonderful lapel pin celebrating 50 years of Shelby American. John, this is a big year, 2012.
Bob, this is a milestone. 50 years. It's... Very seldom do you have an opportunity to be with a company that's been around for 50 years, to actually have the founder, Carol Shelby, still with us, mm-hmm. and it just happens to be our watch and our time to celebrate this great milestone.
And how is Carol these days, Gary? Is he doing okay?
You know, Bob, they've been telling Carol he's going to die for 50 years. He just won't. He's an ordinary guy, and he's thinking 5 years down the road.
He's just too stubborn, you know?
He's too stubborn, and he's always got something next. So when we were in New York, it was 800 horses, and we'll be back this year, and you never know what the number is going to be.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be very exciting. So big news upcoming in New York, and I understand, John, you've got quite a presence here in Detroit. What are you showing off?
Well, we do. In fact, tomorrow morning at 7:30, we're going to pull the silk back on three brand-new 50th anniversary edition Shelbys.
No kidding.
Yes, these are very special. We're only building 50 limited production of each color times each model, which will limit the entire 50th anniversary vehicle production to no more than 300 vehicles. Very limited.
Oh, that sounds great. And certainly the demand for Shelby just never ceases to stop. When did you first see your first Shelby, John?
You know, I was 16 years old. My very first car was a Mustang.
Uh-huh. Me too.
And I sat there, and of course, that's when I could put a gallon of gas in for 28 cents a gallon. Okay, so figure out how old I am. And I used to race up and down Valley Parkway in San Diego. And we used to sit there on Friday nights in a parking lot, and all of us had our own, you know, street cars. And in would roll guys from out of town to challenge the local boys. And one Friday night, this car that sounded like a clap of thunder and the ground shook and pulled up to the stoplight, and we all looked, and it said Shelby on the back, and none of us wanted any part of it.
What a great story. Gary, you've been with Shelby American for quite a number of years, but I don't think I've ever asked you, when did you see your first Shelby?
You know, I don't have the seniority that John does in life, so I was a little younger. But
not by much. And,
Yeah. Much older than I was. You know, I was also a young lad, and my father was very interested in cars, and it was a doctor that lived in town in a small town in Ohio, and he had a 289 Cobra that he raced. And he raced it at Mid-Ohio, and he lived not too far from where we did, and he was a local doctor in town, and we used to go by his office, and my dad would just go, you know, someday I'd like to have one of those. And so we actually would visit the good doctor, and the first Cobra I ever drove was actually his car. And he bought that car new in 65 and owned it till the day he died about 2 years ago.
Oh, what a great story.
Yeah.
There have been so many wonderful Shelbys over the years, John. I don't even know where to begin. When you stop and think about the Cobras, when you stop to think about the Mustang, when you stop to think about the years with Chrysler, when you stop to think about the Series 1, when you stop to think about the newest collaborations with Ford, with the GT500, mm-hmm. when you also stop to think about you guys coming out with the GTH and mm-hmm. the Shelby GT350 once again. I mean, what a ride. This is quite a story.
Well, you know, Bob, the fact is that our 50th celebration, if you look at that pin, you notice that the logo is very progressive. We pushed around ideas that were vintage and had all the historic look of a Le Mans win, but we chose to commemorate and really celebrate the 50-year identity with the progressive logo of Shelby American, because it's about the next 50 years, Bob. I mean, it's our responsibility to take mm-hmm. this wonderful 50-year brand into the next 50 years.
I'm so glad to hear that, because sometimes I worry, you know, yep. one of these days, like all of us, you know, Carol is perhaps not going to be with us. So I'm glad to hear there are future plans to keep it going for mm-hmm. another 50.
Well, you know, Bob, his birthday, in fact, is Wednesday of this week.
Oh, my goodness.
89.
Isn't that great? And he's, I believe, is he still the longest living double transplant?
He is.
Wow.
He is. You know, when he had his heart transplant, the doctor said this heart will last about 5 years. Now, you know, that was about 18 years ago, and plus. And he just doesn't quit. Of course, he loves that because he says, well, you know what? Don't forget, you know, this is the heart of, I got the heart of a 40-year-old gambler.
Yeah. A gambler, yeah. Well, it's perfect.
Vegas.
Absolutely. Vegas.
Oh, that is a great story. And, of course, Carol has done so many great things for charities. And I remember doing an interview a number of times with Carol when he talked about young kids dying on both sides of him while he was waiting for a transplant.
Oh, you know, that story, the fact that he was waiting at the hospital for the call that said, we found a match for your heart. A little boy was in the room next to him, and he befriended the boy. He got the call, Carol did, went in for his surgery, came out into recovery, and the boy's room was empty. He asked the doctors and nurses where the little boy went, and the little boy had passed.
Mm.
So here's a story where a young child didn't make it, but Carol was given another lease in life, and that day he committed himself to the Carol Shelby Children's Foundation, which is now the Carol Shelby Foundation.
What a great story. And Gary, again, you've been with the company and have moved up the ladder, but you're kind of the resident hot shoe, and you're always out there causing trouble. And but I just love this story. You got to tell it for our listeners all across North America. What was that story about you doing a little bit of, let's say, accelerating on an on-ramp, and you got the eye of the Las Vegas Police Department, the Nevada Police, after you? I love that story.
Well, you know, occasionally those kinds of things happen, Bob. So, you know, yeah, a lot of times they try to catch you, and sometimes they can't.
Surprise.
So then, and then your boss, you know,
gets the call
the highway patrol, and they say, you know, we saw Gary. Because, you know, it is what it
yeah.
is. And,
but right.
Luckily, I was only going like 137 or 9.
Just getting
what was it, John?
But it was you know, the Nevada Highway Patrol called and said, we just spotted one of your vehicles entering the on-ramp at 135 miles an hour. Now, he's not even on the freeway yet. And the officer, very stern, says, so, will you tell Gary just to slow down next time?
And the way I look at it, I got 3 years left.
That's right.
That's just how I look at it. So, yeah.
Wow. What's been the response to the 800-horsepower Shelby GT 500? What's been the response, Gary?
Well, you know, the Super Snake continues to be the rock star of the Shelby brand.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Gary. Keep that pedal to the metal, Gary.
You betcha, Bob, and I'm glad to spend another few minutes with another car guy.
Thank you, my friend. We're going to step aside because we must. This is the special broadcast we're bringing you from Cobo in Detroit. Don't go away.
I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, what car company has the best stereo system? Presented by Hagerty.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer. Give me one good reason to switch to Hagerty.
Okay, we can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Our coverage is possibly the best in the business. Yeah, we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
I'm sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
A long drive.
So which car company offers the best stereo system? Well, according to Edmunds.com, it's Acura's ELS system. Here's the inventor, Grammy-winning engineer, Elliot Shiner.
To have Edmunds say that your sound system is better than all of the competitors, that was huge for me. And we came up against some pretty tough competition. That said a lot.
For TheLawnDrive.com, I'm Bob Lawn.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You're listening to Auto World with Bob Long. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here today on Auto World. We've got a winner of the trivia question. We want to congratulate Helen, who is listening in. Where is Helen listening in? She's listening in Missouri there, Helen. Thank you very much for emailing me up. And she has got the right answer. It's the Sterling. That was a car company, short-lived car company. Took an Acura and rebadged it as a Sterling. Different exterior styling, different interior touches, and it was only sold for, I think, maybe 3 or 4 years tops. I was telling you about the new model from Tesla, and I did some investigative reporting during the break here, and I did not realize this. Toyota actually has invested $50 million in Tesla Motors. So not only have they got the government money, they've got Toyota money, and they've got stock market money. So they've got lots of money. We have officially clarified the two-and-a-half-men situation here. I was thinking Boston television stations and where I'm located, you know, of course, they've flipped affiliations enough times to drive you nuts. So when I think back of what this channel, Channel 4, used to be this, but it's not that anymore. So the answer is CBS, two-and-a-half-men with Ashton Kutcher taking over for Charlie Sheen. He was seen driving the Henrik Fisker vehicle, which is another high-end, you know, $90,000-$100,000 all electric vehicle. This one, however, supplemented by a gasoline engine, not unlike the Chevrolet Volt, kind of a range extender. Beautiful design vehicle, And I thought, ooh, good placement there, because lots of people are not aware of Henrik Fisker. He was the chief designer at Aston Martin for a number of years and designed, among other vehicles, the Aston Martin VA Vantage and the DB9 and the Vanquish. And now he has his own car company, and again, this is for high-dollar folks, but a beautiful car nonetheless, electric-powered as it is. Let's get back to good old gasoline-powered vehicles. Chevrolet is about to unveil, early next year, the most powerful version of their Camaro ever, and certainly one of the most powerful versions of of any General Motors product. I mean, right now, it's the Corvette ZR1 is the most powerful General Motors engine ever offered. But this Camaro is coming pretty close. It's got the same power plant, basically, as the ZR1. It's called the LS9 power plant. This power plant also can be had in the Cadillac CTS-V sedan, which is the world's fastest 0-60 sedan right now, in either 6-speed manual, 6-speed automatic form, or the CTS-V coupe. They're following suit here with the ZL1 Camaro, and I applaud them for doing that, offering both the 6-speed manual and the 6-speed automatic transmission. And recently at the Barrett-Jackson auction held in Las Vegas, Nevada, for charity, you got to remember, this vehicle is going to sticker for around $50,000. The charity this time around was the YMCA, and the first Camaro ZL1, so I guess it's production number one, garnered a cool $250,000. But don't forget, this is a tax write-off for some big rich fellow or person or entity out there, and they also get the first production ZL1 Camaro. But I guess it's a win-win for everybody, because the money goes to charity. Chevrolet donated the vehicle. It's going to be offered by a Las Vegas dealer. Again, the whole idea behind the project here was to raise money for the YMCA, so it will definitely be without question, an amazingly collectible vehicle when you look at what we've got here. 580 horsepower, 556 pound-feet of torque. That's 24 horsepower more than the same LSA, or I call it the LS9. That's the ZR1 engine that's in the Corvette. So this particular one is the only one produced in carbon flash metallic exterior. Oh, I see. It wasn't. Well, it's the first one that's up for sale, because you can't buy this car until after the first of next year, 2012. But it is actually the 69th model to roll off the assembly line in tribute to the 1969 Camaro ZL1, of which 69 were produced. And I know Baseball Hall of Famer Reggie Jackson has a couple of those. At least he did a little while back. This vehicle is going to do battle with the present-day fastest vehicles from Ford, the Shelby GT500 Mustang, as well as the Challenger, the SRT8 Challenger from Dodge. But I like this Camaro. I am drawn to this Camaro, even though I find the packaging of the latest generation Camaro a little bit frustrating, to say the least. The trunk is so minuscule that it's ridiculous, and I'm not a huge fan of the interior. But nevertheless, this is an amazing performance machine, and ironically, people today spend at auction hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for older muscle cars that absolutely couldn't even hold a it couldn't even come close to matching the performance of this vehicle, not to mention the safety and luxury and convenience features that it will come standard with. Everything from airbags to anti-lock brakes to traction control to you name it. This truly is, again, a golden age of automobiles, so I encourage you, all of the Auto World listeners out there, that if you are in a car buying mode, to go out there and buy some of these great new cars while they're still out there, because pretty soon the good old government is going to clamp down and raise those CAFE numbers in 2016, and then again to a really incredible number, more than 50 miles to the gallon for 2025. And rest assured, we'll still have performance cars. I mean, we'll have a lot of electric vehicles that will be very fast. We'll have some combination vehicles of gasoline and electric powered very fast. But if you want a traditional internal combustion engine V8, old-fashioned American-style muscle machine, these aren't going to be built, I would guess, for more than a few years, for 4 to 5 years. I don't think we're going to be able to see cars like this, unfortunately, being made anymore. Speaking of cars that won't be made, of course, there will be a seventh generation of the Corvette. There's still a lot of rumors spreading around the internet about whether or not that vehicle will have a V6 engine as its standard power plant, a twin-turbo V6, or whether it will be V8. But if you like the good old-fashioned V8s, and I'm one of those old-fashioned guys that likes the old-fashioned V8, had an opportunity recently to drive the Chrysler 300C. That's the 5.7-liter Hemi all-wheel drive vehicle, and it was only for a brief time in Detroit, and very impressed with that vehicle, to say the least. We'll have a complete report at GCNlive.com in the not-too-distant future, but amazing amounts, gobs of power. But the thing that really surprised me, and this is true with all the Chrysler vehicles with the what they used to call MDS, the multiple displacement system. Basically, it flips from a four-cylinder when you're cruising on the highway to an eight-cylinder when you step on the gas. This vehicle spent the vast majority of its time in four-cylinder mode. Not until I really put my foot into it that the Hemi fully kicked in on all eight cylinders. Well, that's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next week. Otherwise, stick around for hour number two. Mike Yeager is straight ahead. I'm Bob Locke.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNlive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNlive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNlive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.